Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Tom Foti. In Washington, a 9-year-old girl and an Orlando, Florida area TV crew member were killed in separate shootings in the same general neighborhood outside the city. Authorities are holding a single suspect. Correspondent Christian Benavides.
The journalist reported for Spectrum News 13. Inside a home on another street, police found a woman and her 9-year-old daughter who had also been shot. The little girl later died from her injuries.
No one in our community, not a mother, not a 9-year-old, and certainly not news professionals, should become the victim of gun violence in our community.
Police have arrested 19-year-old Keith Melvin Moses, who they say is responsible for all the shootings.
The overnight look at the nation's weather map shows a huge snow system over much of the country from the northern plains to New England. Some areas getting hit especially hard, correspondent Jennifer Mayerly.
In Minnesota, falling snow affected visibility on I-94 in Clay County and brought howling winds to Mankato. The storm delivered a first round to Minneapolis, but up to a foot and a half more could fall by Thursday, stranding some travelers at airports.
They told me that they can't give me a voucher to get a hotel or anything like that, or food for my son. So we're kind of just stuck here.
On tonight's Health Watch, some harsh words from the Food and Drug Administration about alleged overprescription of some controlled substances. Take Adderall, for example. Correspondent Alexander Tin.
The FDA's top official, Dr. Robert Califf, criticized the industry for failing to develop non-addictive alternatives to opioids for managing pain and blasted some telehealth companies for profiting off of prescribing controlled drugs like Adderall without following up with patients.
Now to seriously partying New Orleans and some of the Ash Wednesday follow-up there. Here's WWL-TV's Erica Ferrando.
Get my ashes like I always do. You know, it's a tradition.
I like to cleanse from yesterday, you know, from all the partying.
Brother Todd Van Alstine with Christ Church Cathedral stood on St. Charles Avenue for hours Ash Wednesday, giving out ashes to go.
For some people, it's nerve-wracking to walk the threshold of a church to come inside. And so we'd like to take that out to the street to make it as easy for them as possible.
Ash Wednesday, the start of Lent, a 40-day holy season leading up to Easter. There have been new Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip after the Israeli military said Palestinian militants fired 6 rockets from there into southern Israel. And from Chinese state media, word of a deadly mine collapse. People buried under debris, at least 2 are known dead, more than 50 missing. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local Steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com, STIHLUSA.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
President Biden.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning continues. Snow in the area throughout the early morning hours. Sleet and or freezing rain could mix in at times. Total nighttime snow and sleet accumulations of up to 4 inches possible by daybreak. Temperatures hold steady for the most part in the region. East northeast winds will be blustery 10 to 20 miles per hour. Power gusts possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now it's 19.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I don't think you'll be shocked, says the Georgia grand juror. Oh, this is getting entertaining. Is Fannie Willis about to drop the hammer on Donald Trump? we'll see. I mean, there are some people who are quite concerned now that the head of the grand jury. By the way, welcome to the program. We've got a lot to talk about today. Now that the chief juror, what is the head of a jury called? The foreman. That's right. The foreperson of the special grand jury. Now, one of the things I didn't realize is that this is a special grand jury in as much as it is investigative but not prosecutorial. Apparently, I you know, this is something I'll have to ask Dean Obadala about when he comes on the program later. I'm not an attorney. I don't understand the distinction between the two. But apparently, the Fulton County prosecutor, Fannie Willis, is going to have to present this to another grand jury, to a prosecuting grand jury, which she has a regular one that meets 2 days a week in Atlanta that she can do that with. We'll see how it shakes out. But there are people who are concerned that this woman speaking out might actually be, her name is Emily Kors. She said, there may be some names on that list that you wouldn't expect, but the big name that everyone keeps asking me about, I don't think you'll be shocked. And obviously the big name everybody's asking about is Donald Trump. So she's pretty much just set up. But there are some people who are saying, oh, wait a minute, you know, by talking like this, she's polluting another potential jury pool and maybe helping the defendant. I doubt that's her goal. She seems to be just kind of starstruck, blinded by the momentary attention of the world. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see how this shakes out. Death is the new Republican badge of honor. Actually, death and destruction having to do with Medicaid. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Also, Marjorie Taylor Greene is calling for a national divorce. Just like on January 6th, now Fox News is amplifying it, trying to help blow up America. Literally, you know, pun intended. At the top of our second hour, Dean Obadala is going to drop by, my colleague here on Sirius XM's channel 127, the Sirius Progress channel. Nikki Haley, he's got a brilliant piece about Nikki Haley's despicable whitewashing of racism. And also in the second hour, the fascism experiment in Florida rolls on. Ron DeSantis has introduced a bill to reconsider press freedom. Yeah, you know, he's following on Viktor Orban's footsteps. And also in the second hour, Donald Trump perils from fraud prosecutions just increased with the publication today of a shocking new article in Forbes magazine. I'll give you the details on that. I mean, they've been following this guy since the 80s and carefully. I mean, this is the magazine that chronicles the lives of billionaires, basically. And so I'll give you all the gory details on that in the second hour of our program. In the third hour of our program, Cathay Feng is going to be with us. Shelby County versus Holder, this Supreme Court decision where 5 Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court gutted our voting rights and civil rights, happened 10 years ago today. We will be talking about that with Cathay Feng. And also, why is Donald Trump visiting East Palestine, or Palestine, I guess they pronounce it? Is he returning to the scene of his crime? We'll talk about that in the third hour. And Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene continue to support Putin's slaughter in Ukraine. But some Republicans are doing the right thing. And I want to salute them, even though one of them's Daryl Issa. I'll tell you about that in the third hour of the program as well. They actually went to Kyiv. God bless them. So, to start out with, my opening rant, my daily take over at HartmanReport.com is titled, Death is the New Republican Badge of Honor. And what got me started on this was a fascinating article in the Washington Post, which I'll get to in just a second. But the article starts out with Joe Biden during the State of the Union address saying that some of my Republican friends here's exactly what he said. He said, instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority. And at that point, you know, the whole chamber burst into boos and foot stomping and Marjorie Taylor Greene shouting, liar, liar. What he was referring to, of course, was Rick Scott's program to end Medicare and Social Security within 5 years. Rick Scott has since, this was his 12-point plan to rescue America. He has since backed away from the five-year sunset provision. But that's not the worst of it. That's really not even the beginning of it. The Affordable Care Act was passed in 2010. That was the year that Rick Scott, now senator from Florida, became the governor of Florida. He was elected governor of Florida. He became governor in January the following year. And he'd recently come off a gig as the CEO of the hospital giant chain Columbia HCA, which while he was CEO of the company, was convicted of the largest Medicare fraud in United States history, a fraud that Scott apparently oversaw because 100% of this fraud happened while he was CEO. The company paid an $840 million criminal fine. Corporations don't go to jail, and neither did Rick Scott. And he walked away with about $100 million, which he used in part to fund his campaign for governor. But that's not the worst of it. Charlene Dill, I've talked about Charlene Dill on this program for years. Her best friend Kathleen Voss Woolrich came on the program and told us about her friend Charlene. Charlene was the mother of three young children in Florida, was struggling with medical debt because she had been diagnosed at the age of 30 with a heart condition. And she had to take medication for her heart, and she couldn't afford the medication. And so she was cutting her pills in half. She was working three full-time jobs. The third job was selling vacuum cleaners door-to-door, essentially. And so after she had done her main job throughout the day, she had a daycare job, and she was cleaning houses. And she'd been cleaning houses all day that day. She went out that night to sell vacuum cleaner. A vacuum cleaner to a couple near Orlando. And while there, her heart stopped, she fell over and died. And they took her to the emergency room, but it was too late. And it was because she'd been cutting her pills in half, and she'd been cutting her pills in half because the Affordable Care Act had expanded Medicaid to all people like Charlene, all people, working people, low-income working people in the country. But a bunch of Republican states sued all the way to the Supreme Court to say this is wrong, it's unconstitutional for the federal government to force us to provide free health care to our low-income people. And five Republicans on the Supreme Court went along with that decision. And so now you've got 11 states, Florida being one of them. Every single day of Rick Scott's 8 years as governor of Florida, every day he made the decision anew to refuse to expand Medicaid. Thus, Charlene Dill died. But that's not the worst of it. This story I mentioned at the very beginning of the Washington Post, staff writer Andrew Van Dam, he writes this column for the Washington Post called The Department of Data. And he came across a really fascinating little bit of data trivia, which is that there are 11 states where the average person in those states has a worse credit rating than in any other state in the country. And he couldn't figure out why. These were, nine of them are southern states, and then there's Missouri and Oklahoma. And he was like, Why? Why these states? Excuse me, Missouri and Wyoming. Why these states? Why these 11 states? And he thought at first, well, it has to do with poverty. But it turns out the poverty rate in those states, while it's high, you know, there are areas, he did it on a county by county basis. And even in wealthy counties, you know, like, you know, the suburbs of Atlanta and whatnot, Miami, in these states, you still had lousy credit scores. Why? Didn't make sense. So then he looked at race. Maybe it's because of discrimination against, you know, black people and Hispanics and whatnot. But it there were other states in the country, other counties in the country that had, you know, the same racial makeup that didn't have lousy credit scores. So what was it? So finally, he reached out to a fellow who was the chief economist. His name is Bruno Braga. For the Urban Institute. And he said, you know, why would this be? Just these 11 states have lousy credit scores. And Braga said, and I quote, the reason why credit scores are so low in the South has got to be connected to medical debt, because that's the most common type of unpaid bill that people have. And sure enough, Van Dam looked into it, and he writes in the Washington Post, quote, of the 100 counties with the highest share of adults struggling to pay their medical debt, 92 are in the South, and the other 8 are in neighboring Oklahoma and Missouri. Did I say Wyoming? Oklahoma and Missouri. My apologies. These are the 11 states where Republican governors, Republican-controlled legislatures, Republican multimillionaires and billionaires have, you know, funded editorial conservative newspapers and hate talk radio and TV, where they Republicans run everything in these 11 states, and they all have refused to expand Medicaid, just like Rick Scott did, just like Greg Abbott proudly brags in Texas that he won't expand Medicaid. Ron DeSantis proudly brags down in Florida that he's not going to expand Medicaid. These people are eagerly, enthusiastically destroying families through medical debt. Destroying families through medical debt. And medical debt increases the risk of child abuse. And now we've got this Republican in Alaska, Don Eastman, a Republican state representative, saying, well, that's just a fine thing. Here he is. I think.
You know, in the case where child abuse is fatal, it, obviously it's not good for the child, but it's actually a benefit to society because there aren't needed for government services and whatnot over the whole course of that child's life.
What? Through the chair, can you say that again? Did you say a benefit for society?
Talking dollars. Now, you've got a $1.5 million price tag here for victims of fatal child abuse. It gets argued periodically that it's actually a cost savings because that child is not going to need any of those government services that they might otherwise, you know, be entitled to receive and need based on, you know, growing up in this type of environment.
Yeah, through the chair.
In other words, being alive. So now we come to the very worst of it. And that is the Republicans are actually proud of the fact that they are refusing to expand Medicaid, and that is killing people in these 11 red states. They're actually proud of it. It's a benefit to society, don't you know? Mind-boggling. But hey, that's today's GOP. We'll be right back, 18 minutes past the hour. How is Medicaid doing in your state? Stick around. We'll be right back with you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
National divorce. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Do you know the importance of a high protein diet for your dog? I mean, dogs are omnivores, right? And so it's imperative that they get enough protein in every meal. But many of the mass-produced dog foods, especially the dry dog foods, may lack the essential protein and the healthy fats that your dog needs for optimal health. So what do? Well, introducing Dynavite's Meal Booster. It's a freeze-dried meal topper that is loaded with protein and those omega fats. Just sprinkle it on top of your pet's food for a delicious taste packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and your dog's immune system. Our dogs Blue and Chewy get all the nutrients they need to be healthier and full of life with Dynavite as a meal topper. They absolutely love it. They go nuts when it's time to feed them. Dynavite is so confident that your pet will benefit from their products that they offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase. So you have nothing to lose. Go to dinovite.com today. That's D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com. Dinovite.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. And welcome back. A few other things I wanted to share with you here in this first hour, and then we can get into your calls and whatnot. Marjorie Taylor Greene, as I mentioned yesterday, was calling for a national divorce. This was her big tweet. You know, let's split the union. The East Coast and West Coast can become blue America, the center part of the country and the South become red America. Won't that be cool? I don't know how this works, right? These red states can't survive without the tax revenues from the blue states. Has she thought this through? Well, she went on Sean Hannity's show last night, and this is where you really begin to understand. Malcolm called a few minutes ago, and he was like, these people are voting against their own self-interest, their own best interest. And, you know, everybody, I mean, from Thomas Frank's book, What's the Matter with Kansas, decades ago to now, it's like, why? Why are these people? Well, here's a clue. When Sean Hannity was interviewing Marjorie Taylor Greene last night, he opened the interview by saying, most people instinctively want this to be the United States of America. How did you get to this point? And then he goes through a bunch of topics about why he thinks people might want to split up. He said, how do you reconcile defund the police and no bail laws with law and order? Well, as if to say Democrats in blue states want to defund the police. No, there's this little handful of people who were shouting that, and their voices got amplified 100,000 times by Republicans, but it's not Democrats who are saying that. It's, officially, the Democratic Party is not in favor of defunding the police. Then he goes on to say, how do you reconcile secure borders with wide open borders? Well, again, another lie. Our borders are not wide open. Our borders are quite secure, actually. And the people who are presenting themselves at the border are presenting themselves at the border. Republicans like to lie about this to create a crisis. But then he goes on to say, how do you reconcile energy independence with energy dependence and new green dealism? As if putting up solar panels and windmills is going to make us dependent on what? The new green deal for energy? I mean, another lie. And then he goes on to say, how do you reconcile peace through strength with people who want to gut our defense? Gut our defense? I don't know of any Democrats who want to gut our defense. It's Republicans who are saying, let's stop sending anything to Ukraine, for example. So, surprise, surprise. Over on Fox News, they apparently, according to these revelations from the Dominion lawsuit, their business model is to lie to their people.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
But how would that national divorce work out? That's pretty strange stuff. We'll be right back with your calls.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about. But you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from 6 types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
All over America, people are taking the national radon test. Have you? Answer true or false. Radon is a radioactive gas. True.
I didn't know that, no.
True or false? The Office of the Surgeon General recommends that all homes be tested for radon. True, your home should be tested. True or false, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. True.
I'm gonna dial the number and call.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Keep your family safe from radon. Call now.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning continues. Snow in the area throughout the early morning hours. Sleet and or freezing rain could mix in at times. Total nighttime snow and sleet accumulations of up to 4 inches possible by daybreak. Temperatures hold steady for the most part in the region. East northeast winds will be blustery, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Hard gusts possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now it's 19.
Getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on Sirius XM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. And welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. So I got a note from a subscriber to HartmanReport.com. If some subscribers can just reply to the email that goes out every morning, and it comes right back to me. And he says, "Hi, Tom. I'm a self-employed home contractor, mostly doing paint and drywall. About 15 years ago, I was referred to an elderly woman who wanted her kitchen re-wallpapered." And then he goes through the story of how, you know, he wasn't able to get all this stuff in order to do the job right then and there. And so it took a couple of weeks. And when he came back a couple of weeks later, by the way, he had seen that this woman looked quite pale and she didn't look well. And he suggested that she see her doctor. And she said she'd call her doctor. She refused and said she was going to call her daughter. Turns out what happened was she had a heart attack and died. And he said, "I felt terrible and expressed my condolences and admitted my lack of action. I was overwhelmed with grief. Her daughter said not to blame myself. She said Ellen didn't call 911 because she was afraid about the cost of an ambulance and didn't know if her insurance would cover it." Right. It's like this, you know, this is what Republicans are so proud of. It's just, it's breathtaking. It's number one. Number two, Kevin McCarthy. We discussed this briefly yesterday, but I just want to put it back on the table if you want to call and discuss it at all today. If you have thoughts on this, the 41,000 hours of Capitol video, we're now learning that this includes video of safe rooms that we didn't even know existed in the Capitol building. Skiffs in the Capitol building, top secret rooms in the Capitol building, hiding places for members of Congress, where the vice president was spirited away, where the Speaker of the House can go during an emergency. All of this stuff is now in the hands of Tucker Carlson and his producers. Tucker Carlson, who is like, you know, openly embraces Vladimir Putin and Russia and you know, against the United States. I mean, it's just, I'm using this word breathtaking way too much, but I'm lacking adjectives. It's astonishing. Another one I'm using too much. Anyhow, let's pick up your phone calls and see what you think about all these things. I mean, there's so much stuff in the news here. Andre in Chicago. Hey, Andre, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. How you feel today?
Thanks for taking a call. Thank you.
Good. I'm happy to hear that you and your family's okay. Yeah, I want to discuss something with you pertaining to your subject matter. You know, the way I see it, Tom, I feel like the Dominion voting machines is suing Fox News, then all of the stuff that McCarthy turned over to them is evidence. And it seems like McCarthy could and should be sued for that, because what happens if they cipher through the stuff and try and mount a defense against Dominion as a result of those tapes? Does it seem something like that seem possible?
You know, that hadn't even occurred to me, that one of the reasons McCarthy gave all that stuff to Fox, I mean, he gave it to specifically Carlson, but, you know, in the larger context, that's Fox, that one of the reasons McCarthy gave all that tape to Fox might be to help them in their Dominion lawsuit. You're way ahead of me, Andre. That had not even occurred to me. My concern was that, you know, it would be handed off to the Proud Boys, or that Tucker would use it to put together another documentary claiming that January 6th wasn't that big a deal, like his last one, you know, that got some people so upset.
Yeah, it seemed like a conflict of interest to me. Tom, would it be okay if I mention one thing to you? Okay, and I don't want to take the time. Well, you know, they've been pushing this narrative about Joe Biden's age, but, you know, I wish that somebody would ask the reporter, why aren't they asking the public, is Donald Trump too much of a criminal to run for president? Why are you asking, is Joe Biden too old? You know, they're not saying nothing about Greg Abbott walking, you know, riding around in a wheelchair. But that's just what I want to put that out there in the airways about you know, what do you choose, somebody with old age or somebody that's a criminal? You know, the media should ask that question to the public.
I'm with you, Andre. I'm with you. Thank you very much. Kurt in Akron, Ohio. Hey, Kurt, what's on your mind today?
Well, thank you for taking the call. But first of all, the reason they don't ask if Trump's a criminal is because they're in the pockets of Trump with the corporate media, it seems. Yeah. Also, to defund the police, real quick.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but in 2021, when President Biden became president, he did something called the American Rescue Plan, which had money in it to fund the police.
That's
during
right.
the pandemic.
Yeah, it was, it was hundreds of millions or billions of dollars for police expansion or for police departments around the country. Yes,
exactly. And not one Republican voted for that. So who's really defunding the police?
Excellent point. Excellent.
Okay, and then the reason I called is I've done Medicaid for 21 years in the state of Ohio.
By done Medicaid, what do you mean?
I worked in Medicaid for 21 years.
Okay, so you work in the it's not that you're on Medicaid. You work, okay, got it.
Okay, sorry, I should have been more clear on that. Thank God John Kasich expanded Medicaid in the state of Ohio, and thank God Mike DeWine did not monkey with it. I do think had Jim Renacci been elected governor last time, we would be in the same position that those states in the South and in Missouri and Oklahoma are in today.
And this is now Sarah Sanders is proudly proclaiming that as of January 1st of next year, you know, what's that, 9 months down the road from now, 10 months down the road from now, she's going to add a work requirement to Medicaid, which will knock as many as half of the people on Medicaid off the rolls.
Exactly. And right now it's based on, but nationwide right now, per the Affordable Care Act, the rule is you have to make, based on your family size and based on your income, and it's going to go up a little bit, at 138% of the federal poverty level, that's when you're eligible for the Medicaid expansion. So right now it's like $1,562.85 for a family of one, and it's going up to like $1,620 in March. So it's not a lot, but these are real working people that are not making it. Right. They can't make rent. They can't buy food or anything like that if they have to pay for this health care. And thank goodness President Biden signed that executive order a year ago saying that medical bills that are $500 or less, I mean, it's a start, will not affect your credit rating.
Right, right. Ironically, in the Washington Post article about this, they mentioned that, but they don't credit Biden for that. They credit the rating agencies for it, saying the rating agencies
Someone had to sign it. And another thing, too, is prior to that executive order last year, a pregnant woman, she can only be on Medicaid after giving birth 2 months postpartum. Oh. Joe Biden expanded that to a whole year after giving birth now.
Wow. I didn't know that.
So that's at 200% of the federal poverty level because you were pregnant and you gave birth, and children obviously are 206% of the federal poverty level. Right. But, you know, I see people who they may have lifestyles that I don't agree with, you know, certain things they do that I wouldn't do, but that's not my job to judge. And the way I see it, and I see it in their faces from time to time, is I now have the tools to get myself clean or get myself healthy so I can go out and get a job and make something of myself so I don't have to be in this situation anymore. And I can actually buy health care or do something. That's what it's there for. And that's what I think these Republicans are lacking, which is why I don't call a Republican a pro-life person. They're more of a pro-birth person. Because like that one gentleman said earlier, they don't, it's like once you're born, to hell with you.
Yeah. Just to verify, since you're an expert on Medicaid, just to verify my understanding of this, my understanding is that with original Medicaid, basically, and I realize it varies from state to state, that if you're basically truly indigent, in some states that's, you know, making as little as $3,000 a year down to zero, and disabled or other, you know, in an area where there's just no jobs, then you qualify for Medicaid. But then if you have a job, if you're making money like between $3,000 and that $15,000 or $16,000 a year, you didn't qualify for Medicaid until the Obamacare expansion, and that kind of filled in that hole, because above that you qualify for the Affordable Care Act. Do I understand that correctly?
Right. Right. And when President Johnson first signed it into law in 1965, it was basically you were indigent or you were disabled or you were a minor. And then even that wasn't always the case. And then when Bill Clinton signed the Welfare Reform Act into law, you could only be on for 3 years. You had to find a job within 3 years. Then they passed in 1998, Bill and Hillary Clinton pushed through with Congress the CHIPS program, which expanded Medicaid for children of working families in 1998. And then that's how it was up until 2014 when the Affordable Care Act went into effect, where in order to be eligible for Medicaid from like 1996 to 2014, you had to be either disabled for 12 months or more. You had to prove that with what was called a basic medical packet, which was a lot of work.
Right.
You had to have minor children between the ages of birth and the first month of your 19th year. You had to be pregnant or you had to be elderly. And then even then,
and you
prior
had to be broke
to, if you well, were and prior to the, right, and prior to the Affordable Care Act, at least for the Medicaid expansion part, which is what you were basically talking about in your op-ed, you had to show proof of resources. And then if you had income, when you were elderly and you had income, as well as disabled and had income through Social Security or whatever, they had what was called a spend down, which you had to spend a certain amount each month in order for your Medicaid to go through. That
right.
spend down went away with the Affordable Care Act. So what people would do on the first of the month all the time is they'd go see Dr. ERMD, because that was how they would most likely meet their spend down. So they'd have it for the whole month.
Huh. Interesting. Kurt, thank you so much for the information, the explanations, your expertise, for being kind enough to call in and share it with us. I appreciate
it. Well, thank you. And thanks for writing your book, The Hidden History of Healthcare.
Oh, you're welcome. That book, just researching that book blew my mind. I'll tell you. Kurt, thank you so much. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We will be right back with more of your calls right after this. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with your calls.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Whether you are a history buff, a foodie, or you just want to relax and take in the sights, American Cruise Lines has a little something special for everyone. Choose to explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover the Civil War history you've only read about, savor exquisite Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the ultimate roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Or you can choose to explore the beautiful Columbia and Snake Rivers. You'll visit the scenic natural landscapes of Multnomah Falls, Mount St. Helens, and the incredible Columbia River Gorge as you retrace the historic steps of Lewis and Clark. Come aboard the newest fleet of American river boats, made in America, manned and staffed by Americans. Relax on your own private balcony as the crew provides you with the highest level of personalized service and incredible food. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. And welcome back. Picking up your calls, Eric in Fountain Valley, California, listening on SiriusXM. Hey, Eric, what's up?
Hello, Tom. I have a comment about the national divorce of MT minus the G.
Okay.
And this may sound controversial, but when I hear them openly talk about how they want to secede from the country, my thought is, yes, that may be the way to save our country.
Could be. Could be. I am more inclined to think that what is happening is in these, you've got a group of right-wing billionaires and special interests, largely the fossil fuel industry, but other polluting industries, who and billionaires that they have made, who are trying to, who have over the last 50 years, in response to Lewis Powell's memo, have decided to take over the United States. And the way you do that in a democracy is you get the majority of the votes in the bodies that have power. And in this case, that would be the Senate. So how do you seize control of the Senate? Well, there's a bunch of states where media is really cheap. I mean, you know, Montana, Wyoming, you know, you get these low population states and you could buy radio and television stations for cheap, cheap. You could buy local newspapers cheap, cheap. And so, you know, over a 50-year period, what they've done is they've gone on a binge of building, you know, every single state now has a state policy center. There's a state policy network. This is all funded, you know, in part by the Kochs and other people like them, you know, the whole billionaire, right-wing billionaire network. And they have convinced people in these red states that their identity must be Republican. They've branded, you know, a whole bunch of things that people view as positive values as Republican. I think the solution is not to let go of them, to separate ourselves from them, because frankly, they'll then come into the blue states and try to just replicate their success in the red states. I think the solution is to bring progressive media into the red states, is to fight them with at the level that they've fought us, and flip a couple of these, the Midwestern states in particular, and maybe even Southern states. I think Georgia's on the verge of it. I think Texas is on the verge of it. Flip them from red to blue. And the way you do that is by changing their media landscapes. Right? You've heard this rant before,
right,
Eric.
Right. Yeah, sure. I'd like to make one other point.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders was interviewed last night on Alex Wagner's program, and he's written a new book. And he made a point that I think bears repeating. He said that he has been to every state in the country and spoken to many, many, many people all over the country, that nobody in the country is in favor of corporations ripping us off, killing us, transferring our wealth to them. They're just very mad about it and somewhat nihilistic, and they don't really know how to fix it.
Right, and he pointed out this is why we got Trump as president, because Trump told the truth about the problem during the campaign, but then made the problem worse as president.
Yeah, and as you point out, the problem is that people are listening to false information.
Yep.
And they're being convinced that their solution is to vote not for the people who are trying to help them, but for the people who are trying to kill them.
That's right. That's right. Or hurt them or rip them off. Yeah, excellent points all. Very well said, Eric. Eric, thank you very much. Carol in Valencia. Hey, Carol, what's up?
Hello, Tom. We've had this discussion before, and I agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. I believe that we have a unreconcilable divorce facing us, because they have changed the thinking so much. But the thinking, you know, that wonderful book, How the South Won the Civil War, and how it has permeated the Western states through the John Wayne, the development of the whole John Wayne.
Right, which John McCain played into, by the way.
Oh,
that was that whole ethos, and Ronald Reagan did too.
And I really think it's irreconcilable differences, because characterologically, the Southern people are raised. You just look at the Senate.
And yet in any of these red states, Carol, forgive the interruption, we only have 20 seconds. In any of these red states, you're going to find 30, 40% of the people are good Democrats. Why abandon them?
Of course. And we have a good board. We split. They don't want to have any kind of social services, any Medicare, any environmental. All they want is military and police.
No, not the Democrats in those states. Those are the people you would be punishing. That's my point. Is, you know, you would be punishing, you know, folks, you know, like the people from red states who call into this program. I mean, that's the thing I struggle with. Carol, thank you for the call. I get your point, and broadly don't disagree with it. But I'm just not willing to sacrifice those good Americans on the altar of, you know, bad billionaires.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Going to bed at a decent hour didn't always mean I got enough sleep. Often I was either too hot, too cold, just not comfortable. That changed with my Cozy Earth bedding, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet. Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating, so Louise and I sleep great in any weather. And we're not alone. Like this 5-star review from Laura, quote, "My husband and I are getting the best sleep we've ever had, to the point where we don't wake up in the middle of the night because we're so comfortable. I can't wait to buy more colors." Cozy Earth bedding is made from the finest materials, including premium viscose, made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Whether it's their luxury sheets, available in 5 awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and save.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC,
WFHR,
and the
Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.